Shezza on the line. Good morning, Shez. How are you?
Yeah, good, thank you. Yourself?
Not too bad.
Finish this sentence. I love you, but dot, dot, dot.
The farts smell like he's rotting from the inside out.
Oh! How often do you have to put up with that, Shezza?
Oh, regularly.
Right,
okay. It's nearly a daily occurrence. Lucky I love him a lot.
I know this is disgusting to talk about, but is that kind of guy that kind of just also does that position where he gets onto one cheek so that you can really hear the fluff?
Doesn't matter what position, you can hear it.
Pat in Whitfield, I love you, dot, dot, dot.
Please stop peeing in my shower.
Oh, wow.
Who's peeing in the shower?
My 12-year-old.
Right. Oh. Okay, yeah.
So when he's showering? Or when they're showering?
Well, worse yet, it's a she.
Got you. Right.
Yes, when she showers. And we actually had this conversation before you did your segment. And I said to her, guess what you're doing tomorrow morning? And she said, what? I said, cleaning the bathroom. She said, I said, do you know why? She said, yes, I peed in your shower again. But worse yet, you have to pass the toilet to get to the shower. So there's no excuse for not going to the toilet before you get in the shower.
I get that, but maybe sometimes, Pat, you don't, you don't realise you need to go until you get in there. You know what I mean? Running water, get warm, all that
it's
sort of stuff.
It's not like she's had two kids and she has a
baby, finish this sentence. I love you, but dot, dot, dot.
I love you, but I hate it when you take my tea towel from under the sink. So when you go to wash your hands and then your tea towel's missing, and you're like, where's my tea towel gone?
Gotcha.
I get it.
Yeah, right. Have you had this conversation with your partner that, you know, you're not really happy about him moving the tea towel?
Oh, I've had it with him many, many times. I'm like, can you just leave it? It's something that I grew up with, you know, I'm really used to it being there. And he just... And it's one of the ones that, like, button together too, so he's even going through the thing, unbuttoning it.
Right.
And I'm like, can't you just get another one from the drawer?
Michelle in Warree, I love you, but dot, 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 what is it?
Stop putting your nail clippings in my can of drink, thinking that there is no drink left in it.
So you're not quite finished said beverage yet.
No.
I imagine that would be a horrible experience, sort of, you know, tipping your head back, pouring it up, and all of a sudden there's little hard little nail clippings in there.
Have you had that experience?
Yes.
How does he not know that there's still some left in it?
Oh, I don't know. He's just probably friggin' lazy to pick it up and shake it.
Cheers. Margaret in Warree. What about you, Margaret? I love you, but dot, dot, dot.
I hate having to leave the room because you can't stand the chewing sounds or crunch from eating.
So this is you have to leave the room because you can't stand your chewing sounds.
Yes.
Right.
So he actually has to have earbuds in if we're having dinner together because he can't stand the sound of chewing.
So just you or anybody around him?
Anybody.
Right.
Anybody. If I say, I'd like to have somebody over for dinner, he gets his pained look on his face because he knows he has to deal with somebody chewing.
So can he deal with himself chewing? Obviously he can hear himself and he's fine with that.
Yeah, he's fine with that, but it's other people. I dread taco night.